This is Mona Lisa Baseball.
We are going to a game tomorrow.
Yeah, I think we should talk about that.
We've gone to at least one game every year since we started recording together.
Yep.
This year will be no different. We will be attending one of the final games in the Oakland Coliseum.
I was thinking that they only have X amount more Sunday day games.
This is, I think, the penultimate Sunday day game.
Yeah. Oh, man. So have you done any lookings into attendance this year versus, say...
Last year, the A's broke records for low attendance. This year, the White Sox are doing that.
Yeah, and if you're awful enough.
People just don't want to go, or the way it's been going, people resell their tickets for $1 or $0 even. The season ticket holders are just like, eh. There was a White Sox game. Now, it was a makeup game. It was a rain delay makeup game the next day, and I think they had 18 people paid attendance.
Yeah, that's pretty rough. I did a little research into our last A's game. So I was making breakfast, cooking bacon, A's game from season two. And I also looked at a couple pictures that I had. And the best picture that I took that day was two mitts sitting on top of a dugout, sitting on top of nets. But you could see the stands behind, and it looked like there was about 18 people there. But the paid attendance was about 10,000.
Right.
And it looks like it's 18. So 18 must really be sparse.
Yeah. There's no line at the bathroom.
Right.
You can get your whatever concessions. I mean, did they even open the concessions for that game? I mean, they probably didn't.
Yeah, I doubt it.
Yeah.
Only a money loss. I wanted to stop and get some peanuts.
You got any peanuts?
Peanuts have been...
I only want them if they're unshelled.
Excuse me, sir. I thought I ordered the large peanuts.
Oh.
Here in the episode, we talked about all the things you can bring in and not bring in. I was wondering if any of that's changed.
Oakland Coliseum rules. The following items will be permitted with the following restrictions. Bags brought into the stadium may not be larger than 16 by 16 by 8. That's the exact same rule they had in Milwaukee.
Okay.
That is the exact same rule.
16 by 16. I guess we might find out if it's backpacks are on the you can't bring list.
Is it longer than 16 inches in any direction?
Yeah. Probably damn close. But
I don't know why you'd even think about testing that rule.
Well, it's kind of like if I was going to bring all you can eat peanuts for the group. It would be nice to have a backpack, but I did get a bag at the store, so I will just carry it in.
Yeah.
Okay.
You can bring food in non-glass containers.
Factory sealed, all that?
Factory sealed non-alcoholic beverages under 1 liter in size.
I wonder who the first team was that said no bringing of your own alcohol. Because
how did they make so much money selling beer?
No, I'm talking about like 1904. When did that very first? Imagine the guys in top hat showing it. And it's like you can't bring that flask in. You know, the guy at the door probably gets slapped. I'm going to a ball game.
They hadn't invented metal detectors yet.
Yeah,
so
it'd be interesting to know who the first team was that said you're not bringing in alcohol, and just to see the outrage.
I think it's a tradition for like an old retired guy maybe to bring a flask of brandy to a game. I don't think that would have been out of sorts back in the day. However, a bunch of idiots ruined it for everyone by getting super drunk and like running on the field or falling out of their chair, causing a disturbance for other people or families who are in attendance. So I think that's why.
I'm having so much fun right now.
I'm not questioning why it's there. I'm just curious what the first team to say you can't bring in your own alcohol, because I'm sure it was totally permissible for decades. And at some point it wasn't.
Well, it was probably permissible if you did it on the down low.
You get away with it for a while.
If you got a hip flask that no one else sees, it's like, who cares?
Sure.
It's fine.
What are we doing?
We should talk about like teams that used to drink beer in the dugout. Or players who are famous for drinking beer in the seventh inning.
Yeah, I mean, A3 says that's still happening. One of his favorite anecdotes, not necessarily during game, was about 14 minutes after the game ended on the Giants, you'd be at Will Clark's locker. He'd already have two, three empties. Like, when the game's over, he starts draining them. You know, everyone has a dietitian now.
I can't imagine the teams being cool with that. Coors Light in the locker room?
Yes.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
It might even be a self-regulation thing because you got to be Will Clark to be able to get away with that. I mean,
sure.
If you're a guy trying to make it, you know, maybe they just brought you up. You need to prove yourself. You probably shouldn't be drinking beer in front of the coaches.
You know, I'll bet like a big pitcher like CC Sabathia could get away with it, where you're whatever, 260, you're huge, and you're getting your weight behind your pitches. You don't need to be fast on the bases. You're never going to bat. You need to throw back a few right after the game. You're like, hey, it helps me maintain my weight. Not keeping it down, but keep it high.
Yeah, if you're 260, a Coors Light's not going to do anything to you.
Hmm. Maybe if you're draining 10 a day.
So, yeah, I don't have the historical record. It was the first team to, like, you know, ban alcohol.
From. Yeah, it's like the the fun police. Who's the first official fun police?
Well, in 2020, they banned alcohol from post-game celebrations.
Wait, so wait.
Yeah.
Pause. Yep. Pause. Let me get this straight. Let me retrace what I think I just heard. You just won the World Series. You've done your stupid interviews on the field. It's time to celebrate with the team and pop some corks. You cannot pop corks of alcoholic beverages as you're celebrating.
I don't know. Is the champagne grape juice now? Like, is it?
Yeah, Martinelli's? Is it all Martinelli's?
It must be. I mean, they're not drinking it anyway, right?
Well, it's usually, you know, spray it as much as you can and then do a quick tilt.
All right, I've got a great fact for you.
Fact me.
Guess which MLB team fans drink the most.
Okay, well, this is according to how much is bought at each game.
Yeah.
I mean, if it's not the Brewers, that's not cool.
It's not the Brewers.
That's not cool.
It's not cool, no.
Come on,
it
Milwaukee.
It should be the Brewers. They probably eat the most hot dogs, though.
It's a really good reminder that we do have a big league team named the Brewers. That is pretty amazing.
Yeah, well, this is America.
America. Right. Okay, so that was my one guess. That was my get out of jail free. It's not the Brewers.
You get one more guess.
I'm going to say...
I'm going to give you a big hint.
Wait.
It's in the Midwest.
Okay. All right. Cubbies?
It's the White Sox. And they're probably drinking even more this year because of how much they suck.
Yeah.
You really have to be drinking to enjoy a White Sox game.
Have you ever tried to buy X amount at a game and they said... You're over the limit. You can't buy that many.
I think it might be two per person. It might be the limit. I've never run into that limit.
Because it's very reasonable to think, I'm with my four buddies. Like, give me one of those trays. I want four beers. We don't all want to miss the game at the same time. Okay. I know you're not a betting man, but let's just say, what are the odds of me seeing Chocolate Malt Guy today?
Well,
20 to 1, 50 to 1.
Dude, I just don't even think
100 to 1. Yeah.
Kids know what a chocolate malt is.
No, I don't know. Hey,
A4 is here.
In the building. A4 in the building. Sorry to interrupt. Get this man a microphone.
Did you bike here?
I did. I biked here. Nice and sweaty. Yeah, I had a long night last night.
Thievery Corp.
That's right.
What time did you walk in your door?
About 8 a.m. 8 a.m. In order, it was Nightmares on Wax, DJ Shadow, and Thievery Corporation.
You're saying you got home at 8 in the morning?
Yes. Okay. That's correct.
All right.
Yeah. Have you had a wink of sleep?
Well, hold on. Let's just point out that was 3 hours ago.
Correct.
Okay.
I did get some winks of sleep.
Three and a quarter.
In the van.
A wink or two.
But it was a great time.
Well done.
Thank you.
My goodness.
And
yeah. Oh, let's make the noise.
Now.
I heard it.
Great.
Now.
I was just asking A1, who buys the most beers at games?
Great question.
Do you want to take a guess?
You get two guesses.
Okay. Milwaukee Brewers.
That was my first guess.
Yeah, that was A1's guess as well. You're wrong, unfortunately.
One would think.
All right. I guess my second guess, just stick it on.
I'll give you another hint. You need to drink to watch this team the way they're playing this year.
Okay.
Oh, why don't you just give it away?
I'm going to go with the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's the White Sox.
Oh, yeah.
But there is, the Cardinals.
Not historically
baseball
low.
Baseball town. Oh, yeah. Everyone loves baseball. The Cardinals are having a hard time. Season ticket holders are selling their tickets for nothing, for zero, because the demand is not there. People hate the team. They hate the ownership. There's a big problem in St. Louis.
That ain't right.
Yeah, I imagine it's happening all over, really.
Okay. I wanted to ask A4 here a question that I asked A2. Have you ever walked up to a beer vendor at a baseball game and they said, you can't buy that many?
Yes.
And what's the
limit?
What
was the number? Yeah.
Two.
The limit is two.
From my experience.
So you can't hold that tray, that quadrant of beers. It's not happening unless maybe your buddy's with you.
Yeah, so they didn't let me buy 3 beers.
Yeah.
But the caveat is that these are 48 ounces now, right?
You know what you could do is just like, hey, guy standing behind me, we're friends now.
Yeah.
No, he's with me. We're getting 4. 2 beers, that's fine.
Love this guy.
Yeah. What's your name again?
Ralphie.
Yeah, they only let me get 2.
Yeah, it's fine. Don't worry about it.
Here, that's yours.
I got a theme question for you guys. Yeah. So here we are. Penultimate Sunday A's game.
The penultimate Sunday
day game
in Oakland.
This has been going on since 68, I believe, is when they moved here. So I was thinking back and what this means to the Bay Area. Here we are today. The A's are actually leaving. This is happening. What does this mean to you guys?
It sucks. I'm not an A's hater.
For a guy that lives in San Francisco, let's hear it.
They're part of the Bay Area's team. Mm-hmm. And I enjoyed the Giants-A's rivalry. I would probably root for the A's first in the American League. And I'm planning to get an Oakland A's hat today because I want to honor them, and I'm going to wear green. And I'm really bummed. This is bad for baseball. Chalk another one up for the decline of baseball and greed, money, and ownership. And this is sad.
Yeah.
Especially for Oakland, and I will also say this, poor Oakland, because they've lost the Raiders a handful of times. Then they lost their precious Warriors, and now they're going to lose the A's? I mean, goodness gracious.
At least the Warriors are still just a bridge away, but the A's in sack, I mean.
It wasn't that long ago, like during the tech boom, Oakland was hot as a red hot city.
Oh, yeah.
To lose 3 like how you're describing is pretty alarming. And
right.
Dude, Oakland is losing their whole identity. They just renamed their airport the San Francisco Bay Area Airport of Oakland.
Yeah. Did you know this? Wow.
I did not.
The first 2 words in the Oakland airport are San Francisco.
They just changed it. Yeah. Because people didn't know, oh, I could fly into Oakland. And so they're like, oh, we got a problem. Let's rename the airport now. People are showing up to the wrong airport.
So it's a bummer that Oakland just couldn't relocate their venue.
No, they could have. It just would have cost money.
Jack London Square, right? I mean,
downtown ballpark.
Right under the bridge.
Tiny little jewel.
The place that they were going to build it was so awesome that they spent millions of dollars doing studies and like doing the environmental impact. And
would have, could have, should have, right?
They would have had their own like McCovey Cove situation.
What a missed opportunity.
Instead, they're going to be playing at a minor league ballpark in Sacramento, where it's going to be 105 degrees every fucking day game.
112. We can get up to 112, 116 up there. Not wrong.
112? Cancel the game. Like, you can't play a day game in 112. Somebody might die.
Absolutely. That is a real possibility. You know, swinging a chainsaw at 105 for a couple hours ain't easy.
Bro.
Sweat running into your eyeballs.
Oh, God.
Stinging.
What if you're trying to catch a pop-up?
Yeah, Sacramento, it's going to be pretty interesting how they're going to pull that off. I wonder if you could front load. I wonder if they're smart enough to put more day games April, May, so you kind of get that in there.
Here's what's going to happen. They're going to do all night games.
Well, I would assume.
Then the Pilots have to play during the day.
Who are the Pilots?
The minor league affiliate. That's their stadium.
Oh, okay.
That's the Pilots stadium that they're moving to, the Sacramento Pilots. They're the A minor league affiliate. So now those guys are actually going to be playing day games. And the A's will play at night. They're putting up new lights, yada, yada, yada.
Oh, a trivia question for both of you. Was there a big league baseball team at any time called the Pilots?
Big league? I don't know.
Only yes or no?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll say no.
Do you really want to say no or do you want to say yes?
Let's just hear it. What's the answer? Was there?
The answer is yes.
Okay, where did they play out of?
Before they were the Mariners, they were the Seattle Pilots.
Oh, okay, cool.
I knew it.
Saw it on a baseball card. You go, Pilots? Hmm. And I think they got through 1 or 2 years.
Well, speaking of the Mariners, they have dissolved the Modesto Nuts. They will no longer be a baseball team.
How was the Pilot logo?
I don't remember. It's like a pretty janky baseball card. And, you know, uniforms were pretty questionable back late 70s. But yeah, it was originally when Seattle got a ball club.
1969, they were the Pilots for 1 year and the logo was...
Pilot whale or was it like a flying...
It's a steering wheel.
I'm not an aquatic guy.
With wings.
With wings.
So they already had the Mariner thing happen.
You're piloting something. It's not a pilot whale. We can confirm that.
Well, you know, a guy who drives a really big ship is called a pilot. So maybe that's it.
You're piloting. You live in Seattle. You pilot things. You're a fisherman. Maybe you have a seaplane.
Seaplane.
Yeah, seaplane. You're piloting something. You know, I have dreams that I'm in some form of the kingdom and I've never been there. Dome game. Me going to big dome games. Never been to one.
It's a premonition. You need to get there.
We're not here to ask you about your future.
Well, Kingdom's gone.
Well, we are on a mission to go to every ballpark in the MLB. We started last year. We went to...
Knocked off two.
We went to Milwaukee and to Chicago Cubs. And you've been to Fenway. We've all been to a couple of parks.
But that's it for me. That's
this year, we're not traveling. But next year, we're going down south. We're going to see a Dodgers game and a Padres game. That's happening.
Great.
Yeah, we just had an interview that the guy raved about Petco.
I know. I have not been to Petco.
That's where you had your...
Nope, that was Chavez Ravine.
Yep.
On Dodgers game.
Is that the only time you've been to Chavez?
Yep.
And your ass got thrown out?
When I got thrown out of the game, yes, it was in San Diego, but it was not... It was at Qualcomm. It was not at Petco. Petco did not exist. Oh,
okay. Okay.
So is it the old...
Yeah,
the
what was old... it? Jack Murphy, I want to say. I think it was Jack Murphy Stadium.
It's Qualcomm Stadium.
Well...
The real name.
Yeah, before we went the era of sponsorships, I believe it was Jack Murphy.
Okay.
Yeah. Back when things had
great guys
called the Big Q.
The Big Q, Qualcomm.
Bulldozing it.
It's really sad for the Bay. Has it hit you? They're leaving. What's the consensus in the Bay right now? Are people sad?
It hit me like 2 years ago when we started talking about this stuff.
Right, but I mean, is hitting you the same today as it did then? I mean, you know you're going to your last A's game today.
Yeah, this Oakland is going to be the final Oakland A's game for me, no doubt.
This will be Denny What just happened? Does anyone know? Does anyone here know what just happened?
I talked to a friend of mine who hadn't been to an A's game since Mount Davis and all the football renovations. So he hadn't been to Coliseum in 20 plus years. And he could not believe his eyes on the monstrosity of it all and how it didn't resemble the park he went to as a kid whatsoever.
Can I do an exercise with us? The Oakland Athletics are going to join a list of what I would call hibernating big league teams. And maybe
a new term introducing to the show. That's very exciting.
I don't want to say dead or, you know,
hybrid.
Because they may come back.
Ooh.
You never know.
They're not coming back.
Well,
boy, he's been asleep for a while.
Seattle Supersonics might come back.
I could see that.
So Seattle Supersonics is one of those teams.
Oh, I know where you're going with this.
Okay.
Senators?
Sure, Washington Senators.
We went with the Nationals, sorry, but that ship has sailed,
right.
You guys.
Just as I thought for
that
sure.
That ship has sailed.
Okay, yeah.
And I'm trying to collect...
They might be hibernating.
I'm trying to collect hibernating big league hats, so I want to add...
Indians.
Sure, Cleveland Indians.
I need an Indians hat.
Right, so you're going to get an Oakland A's baseball cap, add it to your collection. That's going to be right next to your football team, Washington football team.
Washington football team, yeah. Right. You were a big fan of that.
Hartford Whalers. Great logo.
Ooh.
Great logo.
Whale tail?
Montreal Expos. Yes, it was.
Whale tail.
A nice whale tail, full on whale. And the whale tail spout like was a W, like just a nice greens and blues.
So, yeah, A4's here on 2 hours sleep.
Yeah. Three winks.
Three winks. Yeah.
Three winks. I got about 4 hours sleep.
I probably got a solid six.
A1 probably got the best sleep.
Yeah. New couch.
Next to the cat.
Nice.
Cabela's sleeping bag.
It's really funny to see A1 try to warm up to the cat. And I'm like, don't even try. And he still tries. And she's like.
Cat guys.
You got the triple hiss, too.
It's her go-to. I don't feel offended anymore.
No, you shouldn't. No,
I'm not offended. I'm not scared of cats ever, but I am a little afraid of this
one. You're a cat person. Yeah. You're a cat person. I'm a cat person. She's not a human cat.
Well, you had the best quote I ever heard, which is she'll hiss at the rising sun.
Yeah, yeah. She hisses at me sometimes if I do something she doesn't like. You know, this is her house. We just live here.
But she might change her mind mid-hiss and meow.
Yeah,
it's the first ever hiss meow that... You'll ever hear.
I've got a long history of cat life and don't think I've heard that.
Minxie was the first cat that I've ever heard.
Do you know that there is no like recognizable corporate sponsor of Oakland Coliseum anymore? It's now...
O.co?
The sponsor is now the African American Sports and Entertainment Group.
You didn't know that?
Great. I didn't know that.
Huh.
Apparently Ring Central is...
They gone.
They gone. They had a one-year deal, I guess. Maybe two.
Didn't work out.
Not much traffic.
From the show 2 years ago, you said the name disparagingly each time you brought it up, which was funny, right? Ring Central.
Because I still don't really know, like, I don't know anyone who owns any of their products or anything like
and
that.
And no one had heard of it? No,
I'm also work in tech, and it really bothers me when they spend a bunch of money on these stupid billboards or whatever, and it's like, hey, we need more engineers. Can we hire somebody to, like, do this job? It's like, no, we need to let the people know about our brand. You know,
the official telephone pole of the Oakland A's.
Dude, okay, here's some more Oakland A's news. Brody Brazil got fired.
Whoa.
He's got fired, dude. He from his job at NBC, so he won't be covering the Sharks either now. And I saw him the other day. We talk about Brody a lot on the show. I used to hate him. I've come around. I'm a Brody supporter now because he's...
Well, you kept saying he was giving us false hope, and you believed that.
Yeah, he was giving everyone false hope. But I mean, like, a lot of us might have done the same thing if we had the same job. You know, it's like focus on the positive.
Yeah.
But he has a YouTube channel, and he started speaking candidly, more and more candidly, and that's why I started listening.
And that's why I started listening more, too.
And now he got fired. Yeah, so
that's how it goes.
He'll still have his colorful YouTube show, but he...
He doesn't have that same backing.
Dude, bro was in tears when he was talking about getting fired, dude. And it's like, can you imagine, like, if you're covering sports, that's weekends, holidays, like, all kinds of missing your family on weird times. I mean, sure, you got the off season, but... If you're covering both sports like that, maybe you don't even have an off season. But I mean, I think he worked there for 15, 16 years or something like that. My heart goes out to you, Brody.
Yeah. Cheers. It seems to come through when you're watching him that he's a genuinely nice person is the vibe that I get.
Yes. A sports guy.
Real
sports guy.
Yeah. More than I watch football on Sundays.
So there's this new trend where you set some powerful dude up with a hot date, and then the hot date, she's recording the guy, and then you get them to open up and be candid about shit, and then you post the video like, oh, look what they really think, like this Disney executive said this, or they got some NFL guy saying like, oh, you know, all our fans are just drunk mouth breathers anyway, so
wow, the truth comes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh god, dude, the minute football season starts, it's like baseball just doesn't even totally. Exist anymore on TV, dude.
It existed that much.
Oh, baseball.
Hardball today, though.
I mean,
it's gonna be hardball.
We're in the era of hardball. Yes.
Yeah.
So are you guys still trying to hold on to this thing we used to call baseball? Are you guys still holding on to it? Are you guys on team blow it up yet?
Okay, it was a vice president at the Washington Commanders who was basically got tricked into going on a date and he got filmed talking candidly about football fans. And he did say they were all mouth breathing drunkards or something like that. So I just want to remind you, that is how like Fisher feels about A's fans. He doesn't care about the history. He doesn't, you know, really care about the city. It's not about...
That's your opinion.
These people literally think they're just so much better than you. And like what you think really doesn't matter. I think there's going to be a reckoning with Fisher specifically, because I don't think a lot of fans are going to follow the team to sack.
Yeah, not with him owning it.
There's a lot of people in Las Vegas who don't even want the A's. Like, there's no groundswell of like, hey, we want the A's. Yeah. They're like, we're good, actually. You don't need to come here. They might stay in sack for 4, 5, 6 years, dude.
Well, let me remind you that the Warriors were doing what Fisher was doing with Cohen. Basically the exact same thing, owning the team, sitting on it, being terrible. But I guess he did throw a lot of money into the team. They were just all bad moves. Because I don't think the A's have ever just poured money into shitty players. They've never poured money into anyone. But the Bay Area hated Cohen. And they finally got him out of there.
Yeah.
It seems like a pretty similar scenario.
But Fisher's not going to sell the team. He definitely wants that 10X, 20X. It's just, it's playing a longer game.
It's not ready yet. He can't cash it out for the money, for the profits he wants yet. But he doesn't know how to create a winner.
It's not about winning. It's about money.
Yeah. I know. How do you get your franchise to be worth the amount that he wants it to be without winning?
That's the thing. You automatically get that by being a Major League Baseball team.
I think you invest in a new stadium and give the fans what they need.
They didn't
want
to do that. He wants the taxpayers to pay for a stadium.
Where's the allegiance to your city?
Allegiance. There's none. No allegiance. None. Zero.
Which is very sad.
Just like the VP of the Commanders saying that all football fans are idiots. Like that's exactly what John Fisher thinks about people, about the fans.
Okay, so A4, would you rather have John Fisher owning the A's and possibly moving him to a different town, or B, Reggie Jackson, Bay Area guy, owner, and wants to keep him here and build a winner?
B.
Okay, B. Good answer. It's a good answer.
It's like not even close.
I mean, fuck John Fisher. It was a that joke question. Sucks.
It was a joke question.
Right. I felt the you were sarcasm there. No, but fuck that guy, dude.
He's universally hated. There's not a single person who writes or talks about baseball that thinks he's doing a good job. Nobody.
Do you guys know who Pete Weber Jr. is? For a while, he was the number one rated world's best bowler. And to create more eyes and zest and zeal into the sport of bowling, he would be very demonstrative in his celebrations. And he created the suck it.
And for people listening at home, you are taking both hands, angling them towards
area.
Your pelvis
right,
area.
45 degree angle.
Right. And the, I don't know what you call him, commissioner, the head of the bowling said, well, we encourage Pete to celebrate however he would like.
Yeah, more people were watching.
We think it's good for the sport. So that's what I think I can deliver to Fisher is Fisher can suck it straight from Pete Weber Jr.'s mouth.
Okay.
That's my thoughts on him.
One of my least favorite things about the NFL are the self-indulging touchdown dances. And to your point, it's encouraged because people like it. They smile, they laugh, they come back. I wonder what he's going to do next touchdown dance. And this is the exact thing that I am just, where's the humility? I value humility in sports. I like to see a guy who scores a touchdown, just drops the ball and runs to the sideline.
Who's one of your favorites that used to perform that way? Give me a name.
Jerry Rice.
That's right.
A spike. I'm fine with a spike.
Good old fashioned.
A good old fashioned spike. I might even a pelvic thrust or two. Okay, but come
brief.
On, man.
Keep it
They're
brief.
Like choreographed.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right.
And like they got shit in their pockets, like waiting to like.
Right. He busts out his ring light and like does a TikTok.
Silly. It's just too much. And here I am laughing at it, you know, and like smiling.
Reason number 64 why I don't watch NFL games, dude.
Yeah. But I would take humility over the most elaborate touchdown dance like any day.
Well, I mean, you're always cooler when you're subtle. Like imagine a Western. These heroes are cool because they don't need to show it. Like they're cool just by,
you know, a Jamie Foxx in Django, like just, you know, saves his wife, kills 100 people and all he has to say is, what's up, you little troublemaker?
I was thinking Gladiator doesn't need any praise.
Yeah. Like a single head bow?
The time for self-indulgence will be over soon.
You excited for Gladiator 2?
Sure.
This is a new generation of gladiators.
Yeah, it's like Gladiator's the next generation. It's like when they rebooted American Gladiators. And nobody watched it.
Turbo!
The VP at the Commanders, he got suspended, by the way, for suspended. Saying...
Disparaging.
Saying what he said about the fans, yeah.
Yeah, good for him.
Yeah, so let's go to a game and drink some beer.
I guess that's all there's left to do. Maybe get a Frisbee in the air?
Sure, why not?
I got my mitt, first baseman mitt. Any other mitts coming?
I have my mitt. All right, and with that, we're off to the game.
Thank you. Yeah.
Cash it out for the money.
What a missed opportunity.
It's not about winning, it's about money.
Big dome games.
Chalk another one up for the decline of baseball.
Wait. Pause.
So are you guys still trying to hold on to this thing we used to call baseball?
No, you went too far, didn't you? The low pitch you made it. This is, made it high.
No time to do anything. It's just ready, go.
Oh! The short-term memory, huh?
I just want this guy to come in.
Just try.
Yeah!
That's one disengagement. He's only got two more.
Yeah, give him more time to warm up.
We're counting those disengagements.
Delay.
One green with an extra E.
Disengage.
Let's go.
Disengage.
Oh, I was ready for it.
Oh, good cut.
I like a good old disengagement.
You love that shit.
I'm down.
Well, that's what I used to love about
love
this.
That shit.
The non-rule is if you threw one too many, the whole crowd would know.
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Fucking figure
right.
it out.
Right.
Now it's kind of like, oh, the rules are different. You can't do too many now.
Like, but we still like him, too.
You gotta give the crowd a reason to be engaged.
I'm disengaged.